Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, January 19, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. Apple's highly anticipated $3,499 Vision Pro mixed reality headset is now available for pre-order in the United States. Those wishing to purchase the device will need to scan their face with an iPhone or iPad using Face ID to get the proper fit. Users who wear glasses can order the $149 Zeiss optical inserts with a valid prescription. The Vision Pro is powered by Vision OS, which users can control via gestures with their eyes and hands or with voice commands through Siri. The Apple Vision Pro will start shipping on February 2nd. The Apple Vision Pro will launch with the availability of over 1 million applications. Of the 46 most popular apps on the App Store, none will have a native app at launch. Joining the ranks of Netflix, Spotify, and YouTube won't have a native app at launch for the Vision Pro and will also not enable their iPad apps to run on the Vision Pro. A YouTube spokesperson said YouTube users will be able to use YouTube and Safari on the Vision Pro. A Spotify spokesperson said the company has made no announcement concerning plans for the Vision Pro. In other Apple news, the European Commission has officially announced Apple's plan to open up its NFC technology to allow third-party mobile wallet providers to make Tap and Go payments via the iPhone. These plans come in response to the EU's charge against Apple for allegedly violating EU antitrust laws. Apple's proposal compromises on its previous assertions that third parties could negatively impact security. The EU has not accepted Apple's proposal, but it has requested feedback from Apple's rivals if the charges are acceptable. Joining the likes of OpenAI and Google, Meta has entered the race for artificial general intelligence, or AGI. We've come to this new view that in order to build the product that we want to build, we need to build for general intelligence, said Mark Zuckerberg, CEO of Meta. Zuck doesn't have a timeline on when AGI will be reached or even the exact definition for it, but he's shaking things up by moving Meta's AI research group, FAIR, to the same part of the company as the team building generative AI products across Meta's apps. Microsoft has announced that it has made Reading Coach, its AI-powered reading tutor that provides learners with personalized reading practice, free to anyone with a Microsoft account. Reading Coach is available in a web preview with the Windows app on the horizon, and Reading Coach will integrate with learning management systems such as Canvas by late spring. Instagram announced on Thursday that it is introducing nighttime nudges to teen accounts in an effort to reduce their time on the app. The new nighttime nudges will appear when teens have spent more than 10 minutes on Instagram in places like Reels or DMs late at night. Instagram will give teens a notice letting them know that it is late and encourage them to close the app and go to sleep. Social media platform X has expanded audio and video calling to Android, allowing any X user to receive calls, but only X premium subscribers to place them. This rollout to Android users starts today after initially rolling out to iOS back in October. Users on both iOS and Android can enable or disable the feature by heading to Settings, Privacy and Safety, Direct Messages, Enable Audio and Video Calling. Microsoft is testing out a new feature in Windows 11 that will allow nearly instantaneous access to photos and screenshots users have taken on their Android smartphones. The new feature introduces the ability to effortlessly access and edit most recent photos and screenshots from your Android mobile device and the snipping tool on your PC. Microsoft is gradually rolling out this change to Windows Insiders and the Canary and Dev channels running Windows 11 Insider Preview Build 23619. The European Commission intends to block Amazon's $1.7 billion acquisition of robot vacuum maker iRobot. In a meeting with competition officials from the Commission, Amazon representatives were told the deal was likely to be rejected. The plan to reject the deal still needs the formal approval of the Commission leaders before a February 14th deadline. And finally, TikTok is experimenting with a new feature that uses AI to create songs based on prompts. AI Song is an experimental feature and is currently only available to a select number of users. The feature is designed to be used for fun, not for trying to create the next viral song. There are rules that must be followed when using AI Song. The feature can't be used to exploit or harm minors, spread false or personal information that harms others, or to defame, impersonate, or harass others. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.